Welcome. I'm so glad you found your way here. Today's meditation is entitled The Gift of Presence. So I'll invite you to take a moment just to arrive. Gently invite your body into a posture that feels both steady and at ease. Allow the hands to rest naturally. Soften your shoulders. Let your face relax. Just let go of any to-do lists. And offer this time to yourself as a gift. A time to be here. And begin to gently bring your attention down into the body. Notice the many points of contact. Your feet. Your legs. Your back. Your hands. Feel the steadiness and the support that is offered so freely. We needn't do anything to receive this gift from our mother, the earth. Let's take a few moments just to receive this support. Now let's begin to gently turn towards the breath. Notice its natural rhythm, how the inhale arrives, how the exhale releases. In and out. In and out. Over and over again. When the mind wanders, think of it not as a problem, but as an opportunity to strengthen your practice, an invitation to see and then return back to the breath, back to the body, back to this moment, and this breath as it moves into and out of the body. And as the body settles with the steadiness of the breath, I offer a poem by Sue Hetherington. She writes, "Being human is an extraordinary gift. As with it comes the opportunity to be present, to choose to cultivate our inner and outer being, our soul, our relationships, and our work, because they are not inseparable, because our presence in its fullness is our gift to each other and the difference we seek to make in the places we find ourselves. So, who might you share your gift with today?" I'd like to read it one more time As I do, allow the words to settle, to echo gently within. Being human is an extraordinary gift, as it comes with the opportunity to be present, to choose to cultivate our inner and outer being, our soul, our relationships, and our work, because they are inseparable, because our presence in its fullness is our gift to each other, and the difference we seek to make in the place we find ourselves. So who might you share your gift with today? Let's move together in the direction of experiencing being present. What does it feel like to be here, right now in your body, in this breath? And in this breath. Feel the subtle movements of breathing, the rise and the fall, the expansion and the softening. Nothing special needs to happen. Nothing needs to be done. Presence is already here. And while anchoring on the breath, begin to notice what sensations come and go. Allowing whatever is present in this moment and in this breath to just be as it is. See how thoughts naturally arise. Gently note them as thinking, and with kindness, let them pass and return to the felt sense of being alive in this moment. Breath, body, spirit. Here. And now let's see if we can sense into the truth named in this poem. The truth that our inner lives and our outer lives are not separate. Notice how your presence feels when it's not striving, not fixing, just being. This simple presence, this willingness to be here, is part of what connects you to others. Bring to mind another person, someone you know well, or You may wish to sense others that share this world with you as a group. Without efforting, bring awareness to the truth that the same breath is breathing all of us. The same longing to belong, the same wish to be seen and met lies within all of us. Rest here. In this shared field of humanity, note what other aspects of yourself belong to all. We all want to be loved. We all want to be happy and free. And now, let's return to the poem and its closing question. Who might you share your gift with today? Without needing to decide or plan, just notice what activity or who arises in the heart naturally. It might be a single person or several. It might be yourself. Or perhaps a situation that calls for care and attention. What arises when asked, who might you share your gift with today? Notice how it feels in the body while imagining showing up with the same presence you are attuned with now. Let's gently move into a loving kindness, a metta practice. We'll offer phrases first to ourselves. As we do, note if you can feel them as well as hear them. May I be held in love and kindness. May I be happy and live with ease. May I be truly gentle with myself and others. May I meet my pain with warmth and tender care. May I be free from suffering and know peace in my lifetime. And now we offer these same phrases, these wishes outward to those in our circle and to all beings everywhere. May all beings be held in love and kindness. May all beings be happy and live with ease. May all beings meet their pain with warmth and care. May all beings be free from suffering and know peace in their lifetime. And for the remainder of the time we're together, ask what quality would best serve at this time. This isn't a head activity. This is a heart activity. Whatever arises from the heart, whether it's peace, ease, compassion, or courage, with each in-breath, receive this quality into your heart from the space around you. And then, as you exhale, offer it back to the world, breathing in peace and breathing out peace, breathing in ease and breathing out ease. Breathing in compassion and breathing out compassion. Rest for a while here, present. As you move through your day, the invitation is simply to stop from time to time and ask, who might I share my gift with today?